that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Let's go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Regularly investing, using one or more tax-advantaged retirement accounts is really wise if you want a financially comfortable retirement. I'm a big fan of individual retirement accounts, or IRAs, because they're available to just about anyone, regardless of age. You could be a teenager with a job, an employee of a small company that doesn't offer a retirement plan, or even an unemployed spouse of a breadwinner and still qualify for an IRA. However, understanding the differences between a traditional and a Roth IRA and which one is right for you can be confusing. This podcast will review the updated IRA rules, explain who qualifies to use them, and which is better for your financial situation and goals. Hey friends, thanks for joining me this week. I'm Laura Adams, an author, media spokesperson, and money speaker, hosting the Money Girl podcast since 2008 with over 42 million downloads. I always love getting your money questions and comments. You can leave them on our voicemail line at 302-364-0308. Or you can send me an email using my contact page at lauradadams.com. I'm also the founder of The Money Stack, a weekly newsletter and community helping you build your bank account on your terms. It includes invitations to live educational events. I don't want you to miss our next one. It's going to be really special. The topic is essential if you've ever had a tax question about your current or future finances, like dealing with an expected inheritance or retiring with less taxes to pay. It will be an informal discussion, an AMA, Ask Me Anything, called Savvy Tax Planning Strategies to Save Money. And my co-host will be Andy Panko, CFP and owner of Tenon Financial. I was recently a guest on his podcast called The Retirement Planning Education Show. Andy is a financial advisor who also runs a tax preparation service. So he is an amazing resource for answering your money and tax questions. To register for the Savvy Tax Planning Strategies to Save Money event and to get the video replay if you can't attend live, subscribe to The Money Stack. But don't wait, because the event is coming up soon. You can visit lauradadams.com to subscribe to The Money Stack. Can't wait to see you at the event. I get a lot of questions about IRAs, and I think one of the most important concepts to understand about an IRA, or really any retirement account for that matter, is that it is not an investment. An IRA is an account where you own your investments, and if you own them inside that account, they're going to get preferential tax treatment. I think of a retirement account like your house or apartment. It shelters you, it protects you, but it's not you. Similarly, an IRA is just a shelter that protects your investments from taxation while you own them inside the account. The contributions you make to an IRA get allocated to your chosen investments. However, if you open an IRA and never choose investments, your contributions will just sit in a holding account and earn nothing. So don't make that rookie mistake. Depending on the firm's menu, you can own many investments in an IRA. They might include stocks, exchange-traded funds, mutual funds, index funds, certificates of deposit, or money market funds. And if you open a self-directed IRA, you can even own alternative investments in your account, like real estate, businesses, gold, or cryptocurrency. And if you want to learn more, be sure to listen to Money Girl Podcast 813 called What is a Self-Directed IRA? But in this show, we're just going to focus on traditional and Roth IRAs. First, let's cover a traditional IRA. It's available to anyone with earned income. That includes wages, salaries, commissions, taxable alimony, and self-employment income. For the purposes of an IRA, you need to be aware that some types of income are excluded. So those include earnings and profits from real estate, interest income like you get from the bank, and pension or annuity income. So the idea is that the folks who qualify are working, they're getting earned income. And before 2020, you had to be under age 70 and a half to qualify to contribute to a traditional IRA, but that is no longer the rule. Now you can make traditional IRA contributions as long as you have the types of earned income that I just mentioned. Another IRA feature that many people don't know about or they don't take advantage of is called a spousal IRA. Now, this is not a different type of account, but it's just the ability for your spouse to max out an IRA on your behalf if you're married, but you don't have any earned income. For instance, let's say you're unemployed or you're a stay-at-home parent. Your spouse's income can max out your traditional or even your Roth IRA. So the primary benefit of owning investments in a traditional IRA is that you do not pay tax on the money you put in the account. In other words, your contributions are tax deductible. However, your future withdrawals of those contributions and the earnings that have grown in the account, they are subject to your ordinary income tax rate at the time you pull them out. For 2024, you can contribute an amount equal to your or your spouse's earned income up to $7,000. And if you're over 50, you can contribute an additional $1,000 catch-up for a total of $8,000. So let's say you're 35 years old, you earn $50,000 a year, and you file taxes as a single. If you max out your traditional IRA in 2024 by contributing $7,000, you only pay income tax on $43,000 of income, not on $50,000. So every dollar you contribute to a traditional IRA reduces your taxable income, which is a really nice benefit. And as your IRA investments grow, you only pay tax on the earnings when you withdraw them. Now, that's different from owning investments in a taxable brokerage account where you're going to have to pay annual tax on any investment gain. So if you've sold an investment for a profit, you're going to have to pay capital gains, whether it's short or long term, each year. But with a traditional retirement account, your profits just stay in the account. They just kind of roll over and you're only taxed at some point in the future when you withdraw them from the account. So a traditional IRA allows you to defer paying tax on your contributions and their earnings until you make future withdrawals. You can begin taking penalty-free distributions after the official retirement age of 59 and a half, and you have to start taking required minimum distributions, or RMDs, after you reach age 73. Some people may need to do that at age 72 who are a little older, but for most people listening, it's likely at age 73, and it's going to be at age 75 beginning in the year 2033. So many of you will get to wait until age 75. If you tap a traditional IRA before 59 and a half, in most cases, you must pay income tax on the withdrawal plus an additional 10% early withdrawal penalty. That's why I never recommend breaking open your retirement piggy bank. That early withdrawal penalty is just too expensive. One rule to know about traditional IRAs is that if you or a spouse participate in a retirement plan at work, it could be a 401k or a 403b, you can still max out a traditional IRA. However, some or even all of your contributions may not be tax deductible depending on your income. All right, let's switch over and talk about the Roth IRA. Unlike a traditional IRA, you can only contribute to a Roth IRA when you earn less than an annual threshold. And I'll review what that is in just a moment. So if you qualify, you can make Roth IRA contributions when you have qualifying earned income, regardless of your age. For 2024, the contribution limit for a Roth IRA is exactly the same as a traditional IRA. It's equal to your or your spouse's earned income, up to $7,000 or $8,000 if you're over 50. However, if you earn too much to qualify for a Roth IRA, you can make Roth conversions, which I explain in podcast number 768 called Too Rich for a Roth, Three Legal Ways to Have One. And I'll also review the strategy at the end of this show.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
Next, don't give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Let's go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best nut sound you've ever heard.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
So what are the benefits of a Roth IRA? Well, it is pretty similar to a traditional IRA in many ways, except in how it's taxed. You must make after-tax, non-deductible contributions, but you get to make tax-free withdrawals in retirement. So using my previous example to say you're 35 years old, earning $50,000 a year, and you contribute $7,000 to a Roth IRA, in that case, you would have to pay tax on your total earnings of $50,000. You're not going to get any tax break in the current year. All of the tax goodness is going to come in the future. And the goodness is the fact that you will never have to pay tax again on that account, even if your Roth IRA mushrooms with massive investment growth, which, you know, we hope it will do. So skipping taxes on all that growth and enjoying tax-free income in retirement is a really, really big deal. Additionally, there are no RMDs, no required minimum distributions with a Roth IRA as there are with a traditional IRA. Your Roth IRA funds can just stay there. They can just sit in the account. And if you want to pass them on to your heirs, it is, you know, kind of an easy way to pass them tax-free money. Another significant Roth IRA benefit is that it's less punitive for taking early withdrawals before age 59 and a half. Since you do pay tax upfront on Roth contributions, you get to take those contributions penalty-free at any time. However, withdrawals of the earnings portion of the account would be subject to taxes because you haven't paid taxes on that portion. Plus, you'd have to pay a 10% penalty if you're younger than age 59 and a half. Be aware that Roth IRAs have a rule that you must own the account for 5 years before qualifying to withdraw your earnings penalty-free, no matter your age. Therefore, I always recommend opening a Roth IRA sooner rather than later, even if you can only make a small contribution or do a small conversion. That ensures that you will never be in a situation where you must pay tax on the earnings portion of a Roth IRA distribution because you still need to satisfy the 5-year ownership requirement. So I mentioned that you cannot have a Roth IRA when you earn over an annual threshold. Now, the limit depends on your tax filing status and your modified adjusted gross income, which gets shortened to MAGI or MAGI. Here are the 2024 income limits to qualify for a Roth IRA. For single taxpayers, you must have a MAGI less than $161,000, but you do qualify for a reduced contribution if you earn from $146,000 to $160,000. And you can make a full Roth IRA contribution when you have MAGI under $146,000. If you're married and you file your taxes jointly, you must have a household MAGI of less than $240,000, but you'll only qualify for a reduced contribution when you're earning from $230,000 to $239,000. And you can both make full Roth IRA contributions when you have MAGI under $230,000. These thresholds have been increasing slowly over the years, which is great because it means more people are going to qualify to make Roth IRA contributions. And if you're a married taxpayer filing separately, you can use the single limits if you have not lived together in the past year. So if you qualify to contribute to a Roth IRA, but let's say you become ineligible in the future, your income goes up, you can certainly keep your account and enjoy its tax-free growth. However, you can only make new contributions to the account if your income dips below the annual allowable limit. So nothing bad happens if you become ineligible for your Roth IRA in the future. You know, it just kind of stays there. You get to manage it, but you just can't put any new money in it. All right, so let's talk about the pros and cons of both traditional and Roth IRAs. Which one should you choose if you're eligible to contribute to both of them? Well, I'm going to summarize the pros and cons so you can really apply them to your situation and know what's best. So let's go through the primary advantages of a traditional IRA. And these probably aren't all the advantages, but I think they're the main ones. So certainly paying less tax. Traditional contributions reduce your taxable income for the year unless you or a spouse have a retirement plan at work and earn over an annual income limit. You get to defer tax. If you believe your income or your tax rate in retirement will be lower than it is now, deferring tax until you make withdrawals in the future may be a wise move. For instance, let's say your career earnings have peaked. Using a traditional IRA cuts your taxes by delaying them until you earn less in the future and are in a lower tax bracket. You get to time your future tax, so you can begin taking penalty-free withdrawals and, of course, paying tax on them starting at age 59 and a half. You may avoid potential double taxation. So since you only pay tax on traditional IRA withdrawals, that may give you peace of mind that your retirement funds could never be taxed twice, like upfront and in retirement. Now, I don't think that's likely that double taxation on retirement accounts could pass legislation, but some people worry about it. They think, well, I paid tax upfront on my Roth. Now the government's going to change the rules and tax me again. So, you know, it's just something that is out there as a possibility, but not a very likely one. Now, let's talk about some of the disadvantages of a traditional IRA. Paying RMDs. As I mentioned, once you reach age 73, you must begin taking traditional IRA withdrawals and paying taxes on them, even if you don't need the money. And paying early withdrawal penalties. If you take distributions before age 59 and a half, you must pay income tax plus that additional 10% penalty. However, some penalty exceptions, like using the funds up to a limit to pay for your first home, for higher education expenses, medical bills, or a tax delinquency, get an exclusion. All right, here are some of the main advantages of a Roth IRA. Avoiding future tax. So having tax-free income in retirement is certainly something to look forward to, especially if our tax rates end up going up. You pay lower taxes. If you believe you'll earn more in retirement than now, you can pay less tax upfront on Roth IRA contributions than you would on future traditional IRA withdrawals. For instance, let's say you're young or just starting your career. Your income and your tax rate may be much lower now than it will be when you retire. Passing money to heirs, I mentioned this, since you never have to spend Roth IRA funds, you can just leave them in the account for your heirs. making penalty-free withdrawals. You get to withdraw your original contributions from a Roth IRA anytime without paying taxes or a penalty. And once you've owned a Roth IRA for at least 5 years and reached age 59 and a half, you can also withdraw your account earnings penalty-free. And avoiding conflicts with workplace retirement plans. You can max out a retirement plan at work and a Roth IRA every year. As I mentioned, you can also max out a traditional IRA, but your contributions may not be partially or fully deductible depending on your income. Getting tax-free retirement income. Having less taxable income gives you a lot more money to spend in retirement. Plus, it may reduce the likelihood that you'll be required to pay taxes on Social Security retirement benefits or be subject to other income-driven surcharges. And investing on an after-tax basis. So theoretically, you should be able to invest more post-tax to a Roth IRA than you could pre-tax to a traditional account. For example, a $5,000 Roth IRA contribution would be equivalent to a traditional pre-tax contribution of $6,667, assuming a 25% tax rate. All right, now consider the main disadvantages of a Roth IRA. Not getting a tax break. This is the biggie. Since you have to pay tax up front on those Roth contributions, you don't get a tax break. You don't get to reduce your taxable income in the same year. That could cause you to miss certain tax deductions and credits with qualifying income thresholds. Paying early withdrawal penalties on earnings. As I mentioned, taking distributions before age 59 and a half means you must pay income tax plus an additional 10% penalty on the earnings portion of your Roth IRA because they've not been taxed yet. But as I previously mentioned, there are some penalty exceptions, like spending funds on your first home, higher education, medical bills, or a tax delinquency. And lastly, having an unknown tax future. As I mentioned, if the government changed the rules and no longer allowed tax-free withdrawals from a Roth IRA, that would mean paying taxes twice. And I think it's highly unlikely, but some people believe that it is a Roth IRA downside. So as you can see, a significant factor in choosing a traditional or a Roth IRA depends on your future income and tax rate. Since they're both pretty impossible to know, you just have to make your best guess. If you prefer a bird in the hand, as they say, and you want to save money on taxes sooner rather than later, a traditional IRA should appeal to you. But if you don't mind paying taxes in the current year, or you want as much tax-free income in retirement as possible, then a Roth IRA has lots of advantages. And if you're still undecided, you can split your investments into both types 50-50. You can contribute to a traditional and a Roth IRA in the same year if you don't exceed the annual limit. For instance, if you're under age 50, you could put $3,500 in a traditional IRA and $3,500 in a Roth IRA or in any proportion you like for 2024. A really important tip is that if you have a workplace retirement plan and you get matching funds from your employer, be sure to contribute enough to max out that match before you put any money in an IRA. Also, remember that there are no income limits to qualify for a workplace account like a Roth 401k or a Roth 403b. A Roth IRA is the only account where your income can keep you from participating. Now, I mentioned that doing a Roth conversion is a way to fund a Roth IRA, even if you earn too much for contributions. A Roth conversion differs from a contribution because funds come from a pre-tax source, such as from a traditional IRA, a 401k, or a SEP IRA, instead of an after-tax source. So that means doing a Roth conversion triggers income taxes that you must be prepared to pay. For example, let's say you want to convert $50,000 from your traditional IRA to to your Roth IRA, your annual taxable income increases by $50,000. And if you're in the 22% tax bracket, you'd owe up to $11,000 on that conversion, but it could be even more if the extra income pushes you into the next higher tax bracket. Another difference is that unlike Roth IRA contributions, which come with an income limit, Roth conversions have no income limit. Additionally, Roth conversions have no contribution limit, so you can convert as much as you like from traditional to Roth accounts each year, and the IRS will happily take your income taxes no matter how much you earn. So that's why it's wise to do Roth conversions when you have a lower income year, and even when the value of your investments is down. Many people do conversions in the so-called gap years after they retire and are earning less, but before their required minimum distributions begin. Everyone's situation and retirement plans are different, so you should seek guidance from a financial advisor or a tax professional before converting, because you can't reverse them if you change your mind. I hope the show has been helpful if you've been on the fence or a little confused about whether a traditional or a Roth IRA is right for you. If you're enjoying Money Girl, take a moment to let us know by rating and reviewing the show in your podcast app. I'll thank you in advance for that. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Gaitchus. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. And our marketing assistant is Cameron Lacey.
Hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
Exco, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience.
Acura wins Daytona.
And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Exco, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.